Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Stop. Hammer time.
Hammer, my friend, we miss you.
What's
Can't
up,
wait to
stranger?
See you tomorrow. How you doing, buddy?
I'm missing you guys every single day.
Missing you too, Pally. Missing you too. What do you got for us today?
Oh, so I've kind of noticed as I grow up, I think, you know, just this past couple of years, I've noticed like the like clothing trends, like, yo, it's way past the, to in terms of like the Dickies, the K-Swiss.
Yeah.
You can't rock those anymore to the point that if you do
right.
rock them, it's embarrassing.
Me personally or like
anyone? Anyone. Like okay. I love rocking K-Swiss with my Dickie tan shorts. I think it's a clean look. I've always loved it.
Very but San if, Diego look, yeah.
But if I go into Nordstrom, like it would not fly. I could not be able to go in there. They wouldn't be happy about it. I mean, fashion's obviously a big deal at Nordstrom's, and it sucks because I love that look.
Yeah, you need to dress like an adult when you go to Nordstrom.
Right.
But that sucks because Dickies and K-Swiss was a look that actually could pass back in the day. And I was thinking, you guys used to dress like buffoons. And what's something that you missed back in the day that you used to rock?
It's a really fair point. So you're saying we don't dress like buffoons anymore, but we used to.
You guys definitely improved. But in terms of, if you're going to compare that to me rocking Dickie shorts and K-Swiss to what you guys are rocking in the 80s, 70s.
What fashion fad from your youth do you wish you could bring back and be acceptable to wear?
I'm the wrong person to ask. I was always the dorkiest dressed kid in school. I mean, at least elementary school. I wore
my choice.
Mostly,
was that a shot?
Were the
mom?
Alligator shirts? The Izod's. Yeah,
they made a comeback.
Not when I was wearing them. They weren't that fashionable.
They made a huge comeback when I was in college.
You know, all the kids were in the T-shirts and they had their socks low. I had my socks up, wearing my Izod collared shirt.
Why?
Mrs. Higgins,
that's
if you're listening, I'll,
that doesn't
I'll
make
pay
sense.
Money for a picture.
This is
this.
Elementary school. We're talking
okay,
like
elementary.
Grade.
No,
yeah,
I dressed grade. I dressed pretty nerdy in elementary school, but like when I got into like middle school and high school, man, I'm trying to think. We wore, you know, what was popular when I was a senior in high school? Khakis.
Ooh, I love like, good khakis.
Yeah, like khaki, like Gap khakis. And kind of enjoyed them. I've gone completely away from jeans entirely. I have one pair of jeans. I'd never wear them anymore.
I thought jeans never went out of style.
They don't. They don't. But for me personally, like I have now, I'm actually wearing the Zellas that Hammer recommended. I got them at Nordstrom.
So clean.
They're like the nice sweatpants.
Yep.
So I'm wearing those now. I really enjoy those.
I'm wearing ABCs right now.
Yeah, ABCs from Lululemon. Best pants in the world, period. The end. But I don't miss. I looked kind of like a dork back then, and I kind of, you know what my biggest fear though is? Being, so I'm a dad. I'm an older dad, 44, going to be 45 in July. I'm worried I'm going to try to be the dad that tries to look cool when I'm like 50, and my kids going to be like, all right, with your Deftones t-shirt. But that's how I dress, you know what I mean? Like I've always dressed that way, but at least for the last 10 years.
Ben's definitely not doing that.
The only thing more embarrassing than dressing embarrassingly like a dad is not dressing embarrassingly like a dad.
Well, you dress you dress like a dad. I try to be like the young kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is even more embarrassing.
You think
than wearing the embarrassing dad clothes.
Does
that make sense?
I agree with that.
Yeah. No one wants to see a 50-year-old trying to dress like a 20-year-old.
Fit in.
But like, what if that's just what I wear? Like, can I?
That's embarrassing.
When I'm 50, I can't wear a concert T-shirt anymore.
No, hang it up.
Really?
Yep. Got to do
oh,
it.
Oh man, it's gonna be a tough scene.
Picture
for me.
Coach John Cantara in a concert T-shirt, and then tell me whether you should.
Yeah,
be
this Jimmy
one.
Buffett concert. Let me tell you what. Hammer, to answer your question, tall tees for me.
Ooh,
love a good tall tee.
What the hell's a tall tee?
Oh, come on.
Like the long one?
Showing your age.
Long
God,
tees.
It's the worst look in the history.
When I was like 13.
Hey, oh, that man. Underneath the football jersey,
freaking
that was awesome.
Justin Timberlake.
Thank you, Hammer.
You're welcome.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.